It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're doing the entire standings, the whole league, each division,
records and all.
Where they're all going to be, I didn't put records. I just put in where they're going to go in the standings. So if you did, that's good, but I didn't do that. I did put down where I think everybody's going to land, who's going to make the playoffs, and who's going to be in the Super Bowl, who's going to win the Super Bowl. But first, let's start with our list of top 10 quarterbacks going in to this NFL season. I don't think you're going to like my list, but you can decide what you want. If you're watching on Twitch, we're going to post it up right here, Brian, if you would. Andy, you want to go first or second?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Now, I assume I'm going 10 to 1.
You can go 10 to 1, 1 to 10, whatever you want.
I'm going to go 10 to 1.
Okay.
Number 10 on my list, I saw him up close and personal, Jalen Hurts. I think he has a little something to prove to get back to the truly elite level.
Okay.
Justin Herbert comes in at number 9. No offensive weapons, but new head coach and a big-ass fullback. Number 8, Dak Prescott. Contract year in Dallas. Could be available for anyone this offseason. Number 7, Jordan Love. I love Jordan Love.
Mm-hmm.
He is an ascending star, just got paid. Speaking of ascending stars, number 6, C.J. Stroud, coming off a great rookie season, even though he only had 23 touchdown
passes. I didn't think you'd put Stroud in there. I thought you were really down on Stroud.
No, I think if you... That picture we're still using, huh?
Yeah, speaking of man boobs.
No.
Come on.
They're called pecs.
Yeah?
Not boobs. Yours okay. Are boobs. Mine's are pecs.
That's a bit of a balcony you got going on there.
It's a big chest right there, baby.
Shakespeare bench. Off that balcony.
5, Aaron Rodgers. And we don't need to zoom in on my pecs.
I think we do.
There's some good pecs still. And I think that might be pre-Awaken 180. Yeah, that's pre-Awaken 180. My pecs stand out even better now post-Awaken 180, thanks to my friends. Shredded. Number 5, Aaron Rodgers coming back from the injury with one last run. Number 4, you'll see him tonight. Lamar Jackson, the reigning MVP. Number 3, Josh Allen. Number 2, Joe Burrow. I just love Joe Burrow more than most. And number 1, as you see on your screen, Pat Mahomes. I am not Booby Hart, John in the car.
Okay, that's a list. Mahomes 1, Burrow, Allen, Jackson, Rodgers, Stroud. He just took the thing down, but okay, we get the idea. I have a lot of the same names.
Those are pecs.
As you do. I have most of the same names with a couple of differences. Aaron Rodgers, not on my list. Here is my top 10. Starting at number 10.
Hate is going to hate.
Dak Prescott is my 10th number 10 quarterback in the league this year. Jordan Love at number 9.
This was a setup. You get like a Men's Warehouse photo.
That's
and
right.
I got peck shot.
That is also not my jacket. That was Ken Laird's jacket that he loaned to me because I didn't know we were wearing jackets that day. So Dak Prescott, number 10. Then Jordan Love, number 9. I have Tua at number 8.
Tua's a top 10 quarterback?
Tua is a top 10 quarterback. I think he led the league in passing yards last year, so I don't see how that's
those
such
receivers
a hot take.
Fine. That coordinator.
That's who he has, and that's what he's doing.
He lives on Easy Street.
I have him there. At number 7, I have C.J. Stroud. Number 6, Jalen Hurts. Then we get to the AFC guys there. Joe Burrow I have down at number 5. His injury last year, I think, knocked him down a little bit. I don't know how effective he's going to be this year. I remember him on the sideline trying to hold the ball, and it was slipping out of his hand because his wrist was all jacked up. I don't know for sure that he's going to be back at his old self. I have Josh Allen at number 4. Number 3, Jared Goff is who I have as the 3rd best quarterback in the league this year. I think he goes off this season. Number 2 is Lamar Jackson. Number 1 is Pat Mahomes. And that is my top 10 list for the quarterbacks of this season. Now, we mostly have the same names here. Rodgers, I don't think, is like a crazy name to put in there. I don't know. I don't know exactly how to feel about the offseason that he had, skipping all the camp and everything. Seemed like it rubbed some of his teammates the wrong way. We'll see if that ends up making a difference or not. What are you laughing at?
Hawk Tua.
Yeah, there you go.
Funny. A new name for the show is Four Boobs.
Four Boobs. I like that.
I would say 2 pecs and 2 boobs.
We've got... You don't... That is a picture of a guy with man boobs. I'm sorry. I mean,
these
you can
pecs.
You can call it whatever
these
you want.
Pecs. Booty heart.
Those look like jugs to me.
These are pecs. They're firm.
I am a boob
not
connoisseur.
Not soft like you.
Breast implants are firm, too.
Okay.
Did you get them done? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Got a little augmentation going over there?
Went to Dr. Miami?
These are built in the gym every morning.
I don't have Rodgers in my top 10 just because I'm not totally sure about what we're going to expect from him. I dropped Burrow down a little bit. I dropped Allen down a little bit. Without his two top wide receivers, I'm not sure how effective he's going to be this year. He can move with the ball. He's got a great arm and everything. If he's not getting guys open, if there's not, you know, Steph Diggs out there, or even Gabe Davis, who I didn't think was that good, but was a big target in the red zone and a guy that he could rely on and look for when Diggs was double teamed, he doesn't have any of those guys now.
He'll be fine.
I don't know if he'll be fine.
He will have, I guarantee you, he has 35 total touchdowns.
35 total touchdowns, so passing and rushing.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
that's a good season, right?
If it's 23 passing and 12 rushing, then I don't know.
I mean, care. That's a great season.
Okay, it's not a great passing season.
23 touchdowns. I don't know. C.J. Stroud, and you got him way up the list.
That's true. But also, he's in his second year after a big rookie year. You know, Josh
now
Allen,
he's got the weapons.
More of.
Josh Allen has the weight of the world on his shoulders.
I think, I'll say this right now, I think C.J. Stroud throws for more touchdowns than Josh Allen this year.
Want to bet a pizza?
Sure.
Okay. I'll take Josh Allen.
Right
Thanks.
Now, let's shake on it. Let's shake boobs on it. There you go.
You guys witnessed it.
you saw that one. All right. And we'll at the end of the season, we'll revisit. All right. Without any further ado, Stiz, can we get a little NFL Films music here for this? Because we've been doing that for all of these predictions. And it's finally time to let you know the standings, where everyone's going to finish in the standings.
Wait, when you
make
keep saying that, what? I don't need like first, second, third place in every division.
That's what I did.
Well, we'll have one host doing that and one host just picking the winner.
Oh, just the winner of the division? All right, fine. Fair enough.
How long is this segment going to go?
You can critique mine. I'm just saying, this is the predictions. I thought we all agreed that this is what we were going to do. All right, I'll start in the AFC East. I have the Dolphins winning the division.
Ooh.
I have the Jets coming in second. The Bills missing the playoffs as your third place team, and the Patriots coming in fourth. In the North, I like the Ravens to win that division. Mm. I like the Steelers, number two.
Really?
Bengals. I think that Burrow is going to get hurt again. I think he's going to miss some time, and the Bengals will finish third. The Browns will pull up in the rear there. In the AFC South, I like the Texans, followed by the Jags, both playoff teams. Colts just miss it. Titans in fourth. In the AFC West, the Chiefs are the only playoff team I see in that division, followed by the Broncos, who I think Bo Nix is going to have a surprising season. The Chargers and the Raiders. Over in the NFC East, I like the Eagles and the Cowboys as number one and two, both playoff teams. The Commanders, I think, will overtake the Giants for third place. In the NFC North, Lions and Packers, one and two, both playoff teams. Vikings with Sam Darnold, I think, can surprise some people this year, but not a playoff team. Bears will be a promising team, but I think they're only going to win like seven or eight games and miss the playoffs as well, but they'll be feeling good about that in Chicago. In the NFC South, give me the Falcons to win the division and make the playoffs, followed by the Saints, Bucks, and Panthers. Falcons, the only playoff team I see there. And in the NFC West, I like the Niners and the Rams as one and two, both playoff teams. The Seahawks and the Cardinals rounded out at third and fourth. So you just picked the winners in each division?
Yes.
All right, what do you got?
So AFC East, I have the Jets winning the division.
So neither of us have the Bills.
And just, I guess I run down it here, Dolphins and Bills both make the playoffs as wild cards. I have three of the four teams in the AFC East. The only one that doesn't would be your New England Patriots. Baltimore wins the NFC North. Jacksonville wins the South. I think it's a step back year for C.J. Stroud and the Texans. And then in the West, I have Patrick Mahomes.
You said Ravens in the North?
Yes.
And they're the only playoff team in the North?
Yes.
Okay.
No. The Bengals make it as a wild card.
And Bengals make it, too. Okay.
And then Kansas City wins the West. They're the only playoff team in that division.
Okay.
NFC. I have Philly winning the East.
Me too, yep.
I have, and I have Dallas making the playoff as a wild card out of the East.
Okay.
In the North, I have Detroit winning the division. Thanks mostly to my buddy Mike Giardi telling me they're always in domes all year long. But I also have Green Bay making the playoffs as a wild card, Jordan Love. And I have the South, Atlanta. I think everybody's going to be picking Atlanta in the South. It's a not very good division. They have a bunch of talent, and they added an actual quarterback. And they even have a first-round quarterback waiting if that guy gets hurt. So,
yeah, I think the Saints could maybe make a push for it, but I think they'll come up short.
And in the West, I think it's San Francisco, the most talented team in that division, maybe in football. But I do have the Rams making the playoffs as a wild card. I think the Cooper Kupp year two return from injury is going to be massive for the Rams to get back to playoff contention. So, those are my playoff teams.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Can I do Super Bowl first?
Go ahead.
You want just the matchup or the winner?
Let's do the matchup.
So the matchup, a wild card team out of the NFC, the Green Bay Packers. Jordan Love takes them all the way to Nolens.
Okay.
And in the AFC, we're going to chalk it up to coaching and quarterback play. The Kansas City Chiefs will be in the Super Bowl yet again.
All right. Very good. And in my Super Bowl, I have the Jared Goff-led Detroit Lions. You can't tell I'm very high on Jared Goff and the Lions.
I'm not.
Coming out of the NFC. It's going to be very tough for the Niners and the Eagles and the Cowboys and all these other teams. The NFC, I feel like, is a very competitive conference right now with a lot of teams that all feel like they have a chance and a crack at it to go up there against the Chiefs. But it's not going to be the Chiefs this year. This year, it is going to be Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens, who I think loaded up in the offseason more than the Chiefs did. I like their roster more than the Chiefs. I don't think that Jackson's better than Mahomes per se, but I think he only needs to be in one game, and I think it can happen. The Chiefs are due to lose. They got very, very lucky in a bunch of their playoff games last year, I feel like, and I think that this is the year that someone knocks them off. It happened before. Burrow did it a few years ago, and I think Jackson can do it this year, and I think the Baltimore Ravens and Lamar Jackson capture their first Super Bowl victory since 2012, I think it was, right? Is that when they beat Kaepernick?
Sounds about right.
I think that was 2012. So, yes, in over a decade, the Baltimore Ravens will fly high as your Super Bowl champions.
My favorite, I'll give you my Super Bowl champion in 1 second, but my favorite Twitch chat comment: am I drunk or is the graphic not matching what he's saying? I think we had some graphic issues where maybe there was a cut and paste of your picks onto my graphic page with my name. But
well,
so
whatever.
They were confusing some people. It happens.
Sorry, Twitch.
I got the Chiefs over the Packers. The Chiefs win 3 in a row. The Chiefs, yes, they are a dynasty. They're actually already a dynasty. They extend the dynasty. And that sniff test, you smell something? That's the Chiefs coming up fast. In the rearview mirror on Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, Robert Kraft, and the New England Patriots. All those people that said, we're never going to see a dynasty like the Patriots. Yeah, the damnedest thing. We didn't even have to wait. It started in the midst of the Patriots dynasty.
It did.
The Chiefs dynasty. I think the Chiefs get it done because we learned a lesson over 20 years. When you have the best coach and the best quarterback, you have a really good chance to win the Super Bowl.
You certainly do. And there you go. Those are our predictions for the upcoming season.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.